Hello, this is Dr. Shiva. Welcome to our podcast, Get Educated or Be Enslaved.
Episode 1533, air date December 19th, 2024.
All right, everyone, welcome. This is Dr. Shiva Iyadure. Today we're going to be doing a very interesting discussion with our Truth From Health Warrior scholars from California, who are supporters and electors in our campaign for Shiva for Senate, Shiva for President. And it's the conversation that we're going to have today is to let everyone know that our people that are joining us today were heavily involved in helping us get on the ballot as a write-in candidate, as well as to get electors. However, even after we filled out all the paperwork legitimately, the state of California did not count our write-in votes, which is illegal. It violates civil rights. It's election fraud. It violates many, many laws. So we have sent the state of California a letter, and they have to react in 72 hours. Otherwise, we will take them to either state or federal court. We'll decide which is the right avenue. So we're going to be talking about that with our state leaders. Christina, you want to move a little bit to the right? We can't see you. To the other direction. Yeah, there you go. Good. So we have over 108 electors who are involved in this. We have a few of them, and you're going to hear their stories today. But let me give you the background, and then we're going to play a quick video and we'll come back. But here's the background. In the state of California, to get on as a presidential candidate, you have to do a couple of things. To be listed, you have to collect over 300,000 signatures, and you have to get 108 electors, 54 main electors and 54 alternate. It's quite a massive task. It's the hardest state to do this. And typically you have to have hundreds of millions of dollars or tens of millions of dollars to run and do this process. Our campaign raised less than $125,000. And we got on nearly every ballot as a write-in and or listed. In 13 states, we were listed, and we're in litigation in six of those states where they illegally threw us off. But in California, we filled out all the paperwork to get in as a write-in candidate. One of the biggest things you have to do to get on the state as a write-in candidate, you have to find 108 electors, 54 main, 54 alternate, which we did. We submitted all the paperwork. After we submitted all of this paperwork on time, in fact, ahead of time, we were told that 46 of the pairs were accepted and 12 of those pairs were not accepted. By the way, we only need 54, okay? So we actually added four more pairs. And what was their reason for disqualification? Where they said six of those pairs had somebody who was not a registered voter. Then they said three of those other pairs had people who did not have an alternate. And then the other three, they just simply lost. Okay. This is the state of California. Jill Jones went in there and they took her to a place where she could view all the data. And she further confirmed that we submitted everything properly. We then compiled a detailed evidentiary analysis, provably that in court, that would be provably show that we fulfilled all the agreements. We've been trying to reach them. They completely, you know, evade any discussion, hang up the phone on us. Crazy people, okay? Basically, the so-called state of California, which has a black woman as the Secretary of State, if I'm right, and a Filipino minority guy who's the Attorney General, really doesn't care about, frankly, people of color, even though they claim to. You can look at my color and you can look at Crystal Ellis, who's half Korean, half American, Korean American. So the bottom line is the state of California is hypocritical. They're the state that Kamala Harris is in. They did not want any other competition at all. And most importantly, they don't want anyone else to get visibility. And this is how they suppress independent candidates. But we are not letting up. As many of you know, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, Health is built on the understanding that we need to build a bottoms-up movement. And those people you're going to hear from today are everyday working people like you and I They're not full-time politicos. You'll hear a little bit about their backgrounds, the effort that they took to become electors, the volunteer work they did, and hopefully it'll move you guys to get really, really upset. But not only that, to join our movement to fight. We're the only force remaining that is in opposition to the swarm. Obviously, the Democrats have completely imploded, and now it's a fascist state of Donald Trump and a bunch of his not-so-obvious establishment people, the swarm. So I want to, before I go into this, I'm just going to play you a quick video, which is about our movement, and then we come back. We're going to start with Maria Canistra, who's our leader, really led the effort for many years in California, and then her co-leader, Jill. And then we're going to go to Nick, and then to Christina M, and then to, and then we're going to go to Ray, right? And then we're going to, sorry, Ron, and then we're going to go to Christina K. So hold on, let me just play this video and enjoy this, but become a part of the Truth From Health movement. Here we go.
We have allowed our country to be taken over from within, and the end goal is you will have a homogenized world where we will become slaves, because there is a condition among the elites that really thinks they're better than you, deep down inside them, that you don't deserve the freedoms you have. They don't. This reality is what people need to wake up to, and we need to all unite working people. There's only one movement that can do that, and that is the movement that we started creating here in Massachusetts, the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health. Look, I've been a student of politics since I was a four-year-old kid, studying revolutionary movements, left wing, right wing. There's a physics, there's a nuclear science to destroying the establishment. To build a bridge, you need to understand Newton's equation. You need to understand the laws of gravity. You need to understand Poisson's ratio. There is a way to build a revolution. And that's why I put this together. My goal is to train a army of truth, freedom, and health leaders. We don't need followers like social media. We need leaders, but they need training because the educational system does not teach them history, nothing. So in 3 hours, that's what I've started doing. That's the solution. Wow. We got to train people first with understanding what a system is, the dynamics of all systems that affect nature. The second is understanding the interconnection between truth, freedom, and health. Freedom is the ability to move freely, communicate freely, talk freely. Without freedom, you cannot convert ideas, hypothesis into truth, which is science. And without freedom, you can't really get to truth. And without truth, you make up fake problems and fake solutions, which means you destroy our health. And without health, which is the infrastructure of us and our body, you can't fight for freedom. Truth, freedom, health. Third concept is it has to be bottoms up, working people, people who work uniting. And what the right wing has done is whenever you say working people unite, that must be communist. Meanwhile, they've let the Democrats run unions, which suppress workers, completely corrupt. But when you look at the arc of American history, it's been when working people came up. We need to go local. Every solution I'm coming up with is a part of this movement. We're giving the science, which is the truth, and then we tell people what they can do on the ground. Like with election fraud, you don't need to wait for some lawyer. Our goal is to train people to go local, to go local, to go local, fight locally. Forget lawyers, forget politicians, forget celebrities. You got to learn politics, and there is a science to it. They lock us down, we should be ready to shut them down. And the fourth part of this principle is the not so obvious establishment. So when you look at a system, there's always something that disturbs you from getting to your goal. Well, the biggest disturbance is the not so obvious establishment, which are those people who claim they're for you on the left and the right. The Al Sharptons who tell black people I'm for you, the Tucker Carlsons. Do you think any true anti-establishment person will ever be on Fox or CNN? I don't think so. They both mislead working people back into the establishment. Without this solid understanding of political physics and theory, you're screwed. You're going to follow on the left wing Bernie Sanders. Oh, he said something. Or Robert Kennedy. Scumbags. Or you're going to follow some right-wing talk show host. They're not going to lead us to liberation. It's us. We're building a bottoms-up movement, and that political physics, it's a nuclear science of change. Bottoms up. We have to organize to understand that there is people who talk a good game and then look at what they actually do, left and right. I'm sorry, Sean Hannity may say some good things, but I don't see the urgency in his voice to get something done, and it can only come when you weaponize yourself with the right knowledge. You need to be able to identify a rat. You know, Christ didn't go after the Romans, right? It was the Pharisees and the Sadducees who screwed him up. His own quote-unquote people. And that's where we're at. So these four concepts I've built into a curriculum where people can go to truthfreedomhelp.com, and it's an educational program. We need to train people in political theory. You need to have physics, and I've created that curriculum. People need to get educated. We need to get educated fast. And within a half an hour, I can teach people 2 years of MIT control systems. I teach people those concepts. Then I apply it. Anyone can understand it. And then you say, oh, I got to build a bottoms-up movement. They have to get politically astute, and then they have to go locally and act, not sit there on social media. They have to act locally, defy locally, do civil obedience locally, but with knowledge on how to build a movement. Now, the Senate campaign's expanded to the Movement for Truth, Freedom, and Health, and they can find it on truthfreedomhelp.com, so people can sign in, they can get access to a bunch of videos. If they want to take a course and become a Truth, Freedom, Health leader, I offer a full scholarship there, but we want people to make a commitment that they'll study, that they'll get certified, that they'll go do activities on the ground. So go to truthfreedomhelp.com.
Thursdays at 11 a.m. I'm just going to make sure everyone's muted. Please mute yourselves. And we'll come to you guys. So every Thursdays at 11 a.m. and 8 p.m., we have a open house and you can meet incredible people from all over the world. We do it two times because at 11 a.m. we get a lot of people in Europe, and the Far East. And then at 8 p.m., we get people in the United States and other parts of the world like Asia Pacific. So this is a real movement that is not sitting around whining or grifting or quote unquote telling the truth when it doesn't matter. We tell the truth when it does matter and we mobilize people. And that's what we're doing right now. This movement expanded its reach by running for president. That was one of the reasons I decided to run. And let me actually add Stella into this. So Stella's here also. So the purpose in one of our main purpose in running for president was to expand our larger movement, but also to bring issues that people typically don't get access to. And our issues are the ones that galvanize many people. And many of you know, during 2020, 2021 on the election fraud, on fighting the vaccine mandates, we were the ones who exposed a backdoor portal into Twitter. So our running for president was a momentous occasion because A, they say a naturalized citizen cannot run for president. Well, we broke that ceiling. B, California, among other states, is very hard to get in as a write-in candidate, particularly in California. And we did that. But in defiance of our efforts to do that, the government of California, which is a very racist government, frankly, okay, they use people, they're racist to white people, brown people. They just have a bunch of Uncle Toms and a bunch of Aunt Jemimas and a bunch of coconuts there who actually are there to act like they're doing stuff, but they actually don't do anything for working people. And that's what they did here. The Aunt Jemima who runs the Secretary of State and a coconut who's the Filipino are the ones who violated laws. This is going to come out in court. But we want to talk about this from the fact that we fulfilled all the obligations to have our write-in votes counted, and they did not count our write-in votes. So we've given them 72 hours to count it, or we're going to take it to litigation. So let me first of all bring in Maria Canistra, who's our amazing leader there. Maria works her butt off full-time and mobilized California with thousands of volunteers, hundreds of people on the ground, and hundreds and plus electors. So Maria, if you can just share with us who you are, how long you've been with the movement, what motivated you, just talk about details of how many phone calls you made, the hard work that you did. Because I think working people really need to understand. And we did this with no funding from Sheldon Adelson, okay? All right? Or other Zionist cocksuckers, as I call them, which is a technical term. And by the way, there are people who get upset at my cursing, but Franklin Graham, who's a son of Billy Graham, says, oh, you know, Trump has to curse. He's not a pastor. So it seems like Trump can curse and can get hundreds of millions of votes, and other people try to tell me not to curse. You know what? I will fucking curse all day long, because the reality is our cursing actually works. That video, Zionist cocksuckers, went viral. They do not want working people to curse because they know it'll mobilize people. So anyone who doesn't think cursing is good, teach your kids to fucking curse at the devil, not at everyone else. They want Trump to curse. And when he mobilizes people, that's okay. Maybe old white dudes can curse, but dark-skinned brown people aren't supposed to curse. Fuck off. We're going to curse all day. So that's to all you people. By the way, Franklin Graham said it's okay to curse for Trump. And you can look at Franklin Graham's history. He's a scumbag. So let me go to Maria Canistra. Maria, go ahead, Maria. Tell us.
All right. Thank you.
Amount of effort, if you can take a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Maria.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yeah, I found the movement back in 2021, and I actually got really much more involved in California. I lived in California many years, both a pet house sitter and as well as a yoga teacher. And in 2022, I really started making a lot of phone calls. You know, I've made thousands of calls and got, you know, warriors coming in, volunteers, and just really worked at finding a whole community of people all throughout California. And a lot of it was just making calls to people. And when we knew, you know, Dr. Shiva was going to be running for presidential 2024, you know, I just kept on doing those calls. And we knew, as Dr. Shiva said, that we had to have 54 electors, which each elector has to have an alternate. So it's actually 108 people in order to get him right in on California. And so we knew we just were going to do it. And I started working on getting the electors. There's two ways you can do it. I personally went with my alternate, and we went down to my county elections office. We each had a file, fill out a form, have that notarized at the county elections office, you know, take the time to do that, and then submit it. The other way people had to do it was a lot of people worked and they could not literally get to their county elections office. So that elector and that elector's alternate, they would go on a Saturday and have their form. They each have to have the form filled out and notarized. And then together, they had to have the form submitted together, certified mail to the Secretary of State. So people put in a lot of effort that were just, you know, all of us worked, and we wanted to get those pairs submitted. And I was able to get basically 26 pairs. So that was on that with each person with their alternate. And then I had Jill, who was also a leader. She started helping me after that. And we got the rest of them with a few other people in, but everyone just had to put the effort. They got the forms, and I had to just make sure people got those forms filled out. They communicated with their alternate and whether they were able to go down to their county elections office or mail them in. That's what we had to do. And it was a lot of effort for people, but we just chipped away and we did it. So it was worth all the effort, and here we are, like Dr. Shiva said.
Maria, one of the things is, so 26, which means really 52 electors you had to get, because you had to get 20. We had to get a total of 54 pairs. But just to give everyone an idea, this is what we just submitted, you know, in our demand letter to the Secretary of State to make sure they counted our votes. Okay. But you can see from this, this is a list, Maria, you may remember this, of all the electors. Can you see that, Maria? So these are all the electors. This is what Maria is talking about. So Maria literally got about half of these, okay? And this is an incredible amount of effort to mobilize these people and the paperwork. And as you'll shortly hear from the others, so all of these electors You know, this is public information. None of this is, this is public, right? So there's nothing to hide here, okay? None of this is private, but it's public information that's out there, that all of these people, Maria led this team of incredible volunteers to get. Now, remember, the other swarm creatures, they just go pay people to do this. You know, they spend tens of millions of dollars. That's what the freaking Booby Kennedy did. This was mobilized by people like Maria, hardworking person who holds multiple jobs to do this, thinking that the elections are unfair, but they're not, okay? So thanks, Maria. Let me bring in, let me add to the stage and we'll bring in other people. Let me add Jill Jones. Jill came in later as Maria's support and co-leader. And so Jill's gonna share what she had to do. And by the way, Maria, how many thousands of volunteers were in our database who raised their hand to want to support us? Was it 3,000 plus, right? Do you remember the number?
Yes. It was approximately, 3,200.
3,200. So just to let you know, these were all organic people who came to us wanting to be part of our movement. Okay, thanks, Mary. Let me go to Jill Jones. Jill, as the co-leader in California, can you share, like Maria, the effort that you went through? You were having a child in the middle of this, right? You were going through all sorts of issues. I just want people to understand, again, these are everyday people. Our movement is a bottoms-up movement. Go ahead, Jill. People really need to hear your story.
Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Yes, so I did work alongside Maria. I have a similar background as to coming into the movement back in when Truth From Freedom Health was established in 2021. I was there, and you know, she and I really built up a lot of the state. And I did have a child in 2023 and had some very extreme medical circumstances. So I did take some time off and I came back, and I was very happy to support the presidential campaign. And so I have very strenuous circumstances where the high medical need demands me to put a lot of attention and time there for my dependent. And so while caring for a sick child, I still volunteered to the best of my capacity. And it was very wonderful to have Maria to work alongside of, because we gave ourselves, you know, the space we need to be able to accomplish this huge task with those things in mind. So we actually ran the campaign prior to the Spryden campaign for signature collection as an independent, to have you as an independent candidate on the ballot. We got all of our electors then, and then we switched over to the write-in, and we had to, not only do we file the first time with many of these electors, but a second time. And so it took a lot of coordinating, and Maria put in a lot of work to make sure that everyone's paperwork was done, that to oversee this. And then we got to that 26 mark, and then there, you know, I had to step in more to support due to things that could always be perfectly present. And then we got our 54, but we wanted to have room for error, and we went up to 58. We even had a few more people at the last minute come in, and we thought we were okay. We didn't need to have those people file, as it was the deadline. And so we even had two more pairs that we could have had submitted, but it was just right there at the cusp. So we thought we'd be okay with this 58. Surely that would cover what we needed. And so we had people going to great measures to make sure we met it, because we got pretty close to our deadline, but we were still ahead. We were FedExing some things to make sure it got overnight ahead of the deadline. Not that it would be delivered on the deadline, but ahead. So we had that room. And we made sure people had their certified mail, return receipts. So we had all documentation, knowing that we did our best to have this go correctly. And it did take a lot of coordinating. We even had our regional leader, Bazin Nega, help out with that. So it was this huge effort. And people were really enthusiastic to support you, Dr. Shiva. It was actually exciting to make the phone calls in the beginning. After the primary, when we started the campaign, I called people and they said, I already voted for Dr. Shiva I wrote him in for a primary. So there was so much support. And it was nice to talk to people as we made these calls and hear from so many people throughout the state that, yes, they want Dr. Shiva for president. So we experienced a lot of great support, a lot of people coming together with enthusiasm and really wanting to see the face of our nation change in a more positive direction. So,
and you can see, Jill, these are people commenting, you know, in spite of all, you know, this is Ms. Caring saying, you know, I voted for you, right? So how many thousands of people voted for us in the state of California whose votes were not counted? This is illegal. This is criminal activity.
I would like to know that. You know, I had lots of people text me the day of election. I voted for Dr. Shiva. I voted for Dr. Shiva. As promised, I voted for Dr. Shiva with enthusiasm. I voted for Dr. Shiva. Text after text, just letting me know, showing me their ballots. There's a lot of support.
Yeah, now someone else says 3,200 volunteers or people who are supporters in one state is nothing to sneeze at. Remember, these other candidates don't even have any supporters. They have to pay for everything. So it's very important to understand this. So Jill, thank you very much. I want to bring in Nick, who is also, I think Maria or one of you guys recruited Nick, right? To bring in as an elector, if I'm right. Is that right?
So yes, that's correct.
Yeah. So Nick, if you can move over a little bit to the right. Yeah. So Nick is going to share Nick, if you can just share your journey as an elector, what it took you, any work you did, right? One second, I'll unmute you shortly. Your background, Nick, I want people to know who you are, the effort it took just to even fill out all the paperwork. If you can share that, Nick, that would be very, very valuable for our viewers. Go ahead, Nick. You need to unmute yourself. Go ahead, Nick. Great. No, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Dr. Shiva. Actually, I knew you before 2020, on and off. But after 2020, I became more serious because I found some kind of authenticity and ingenuity in your movement. And since I'm coming a revolution striking country, which is Iran, and you remember that 45 years ago, this UK and US conspired and changed the regime in Iran and through the Shah. So this is something that they're doing in all over the Middle East, you know, much better than me. I'm a mechanical engineer. I left Iran about 30 years ago. And since I found your movement, I appreciate it. And I really joined. Fortunately, Jill contacted me for the being elector, and I became number 53 electors for voting for you. And I hope for the next 2028, you will find stage, Dr. Shiva. And this is my wish, because I want the calamity that these two countries, US and UK, are bringing to the world, it happens to them. So this is my whole purpose. I have the same kind of, let's say, anger or whatever you name it, for this conspiracy of these two countries that they're bringing. And now they're playing the same game on Syria and other Middle Eastern countries. Anyway, I'm glad that I've joined your group and the movement. And fortunately, last week we had physical meeting with seven other members in California, physically. And that was very constructive. And we are supposed to have every 2-3 weeks once to continue. And hopefully until 2028, we will be in much better position.
Well, Nick, I think everyone should know, you know, we're never going to stop running for president because it's part of a larger movement. Our campaign for 2028 has already started, but we're not going to let unfinished business go. As Nick just shared, he's an immigrant from Iran. He knows what's going on right now. The United States and the Zionists, their next target is Iran. Israel is taking parts. It's like vultures are taking all of southern Syria. And Erdogan in Turkey is going to take the northern part of Syria. And this was all a deal that was all well planned. Anyway, Nick, I really want to thank you. Nick, can you tell us what effort it took you to fill out this paperwork? A lot of people don't understand to be an elector, the time it took, and you had to go to the county. You had to get can you just share very briefly, just a couple of sentences, if you can share before we go to other people?
Well, as I said before, realizing that your movement is very authentic and you're original guy. So I'm looking for always for the truth.
But, no, Nick, what I was asking was the effort it took you to become an elector. You had to fill out this paperwork, right?
Yeah, this is nothing. I mean, this is not nothing compared to the belief that the movement, either if I'm elector or not, I would follow and support your group, our movement. So it doesn't matter. But this was a very small step, which I did it, and I'm glad I did it. But anyway, this is not a big deal, being an elector or something. But I will be continuing supporting our movement until 2028, and hopefully you can find a stage for speaking.
Great. Thank you, Nick. Thank you very much. Let me now bring on Christina Macias. And don't bring everyone together. But Christina, you, like Nick, became an elector to support our movement and our campaign. If you can just tell people a little bit about you, why you decided to support us, the effort it took for you to, you were sharing like time you have to do, how they delay to become an elector and the effort. Go ahead, Christina. Start by telling a little bit about who you are, et cetera.
Mm-hmm. When I was young, I grew up in Mexico, and my father was very political. We will go all of the meetings, and I was very involved. My father would always tell us that's very important and stuff. He was always in the side of the communist side and the people that always protest. I was always in that side. And when I came here to the United States, I noticed that people become, it's like putting a mask, especially Latinos. They forget who we are and how we suffer in our countries and all of the things that we live, and we just forget. And that never happened to me. I just don't understand. Why in the United States everything is so crazy? People get sick all the time. I was very observant. And when I saw you the first time, you were talking about how Jesus was mad one time and he was whipping everybody in the temple. And then, wow. And then I got in love with you, doctor, and I started following you. And because of you, I started to see in my life. And then I thought, I'm kind of becoming American. I don't like this. And then I started to, because of you, my life changed. Not only I voted for you, I started to see in my life and everything. And it changed. Later, maybe one day I will tell you. And then I voted for you for presidential, but I saw the injustice that they did when Elizabeth Warren won, and all of the, it was so, how can that be? This is not okay. Because when I was young also, I participated to organizing the elections in my town, in the area that I was in. And then
So Christina, so you've had a rich background with your father in activism, yeah, et cetera. Mm-hmm. So who reached out to you to be an elector?
And Jill.
So tell us what it took to be an elector. A lot of people don't understand. You have to take your voter registration, the card, you have to go to the office. Can you just share with people what you had to do?
When I met Jill, she told me what to do, and immediately I went to do everything. And in the office, people, we don't know what that is. It's like, it's like you will put a high school kid to do an audition problem. We don't know what that is.
When you're referring to that, you mean you had to take your form. They didn't even know what the form was that you were submitting. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's crazy. We don't know what that is. And then I said, is this the election office? I was thinking, what is this? It's ridiculous. Are you asking a high schooler to make a 2+2 or what? It was so crazy. And then I was saying to, this is so weird. What, they don't know what that is? And give me a receipt. A receipt? No, we don't. What? That is so silly. It was crazy. And so I was, because, you know, I'm a person that laughs all the time. And then I was like, I was holding the laughter like crazy. And then we don't know what that is. Yes, a receipt, like when you do something afterwards. And they, no, we don't know what that is. It's so ridiculous. I was thinking, do we have more involved people? So we Californians are super asleep, or people that works in the for the government don't know how their office work. I got super confused. It was crazy.
Anyway, thanks for sharing that. But thank you for your support. But to everyone listening, the interesting thing here is Jill had to do all this work along with Maria to find electors. They found Christina, and then Christina had to take her forms to the county. And then you told me they made you wait, right? They just had you waiting there for hours, right?
About 3 hours or so.
3 hours. So 3 hours Christina had to wait. And by the way, we have 108 other people who did this. So think about it, if everyone's waiting 3 hours, that's close to 324 hours, plus more, of citizens' time for hardworking people. So let me bring in now, if Ron is here. Well, actually, we'll bring in Ron. Ron, are you there? We don't see your video. I don't see Ron's video. Ron, are you there? Ron, can you share your video? There you go. Ready, Ron? You ready? Okay, so let's bring Ron here.
Okay.
Hey, Ron.
Yes. I just wanted to say, first of all, thank you for inviting me. Also, that I'm from Orange County, California. And yes, California is super asleep. They're super ignorant at the voting office. Thanks to Maria and Jill, and she sent me and Gio down there to be electors. They had no idea what was going on over there. And I think we went back 2 or 3 times to get it done properly. You know, I'm not into politics. I worked for the county. It's totally corrupt. I work with homeless, mentally ill. I have 107 people housed currently right now with no help from the state, the county, the city. They're corrupt. Unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but that's my passion and that's what I do. I'm a clinical supervisor, started out in the addiction field, and it's rough. I got to know you, Dr. Sheba, through your videos, and that was in late 2022, and then early 2023, I believe, is when Maria contacted me, and she got me and Gio going to do the paperwork for the elector. We had to go down there 3 times. So it was not an easy thing to do. I work, I'm a single parent, work full-time on my small business. Very little support out here in California for small business. I am Latino. I am, so I speak fluent Spanish. So I grew up in the barrio. So, I just want to say there needs to be change, and California is probably one of the roughest, most asleep, states in our 50 states, you know, unfortunately. So it was not an easy task trying to get you on the ballot. And I hope that we can legally resolve this. Whatever you have to do, Dr. Sheba, you know, I hope that we can resolve it and get the support we need for the electors.
Yeah, Ron, first of all, thank you for all your great work. I think what's important to understand is, Ron, what's really compelling with what you just shared, let me just do one thing here, is that you're doing a very tough work just to, you know, help other people, right? You have a vocation, you're doing all this other stuff. And on top of it, Ron helped us, okay? Helped the people of California to get us on the ballot. This is quite an extraordinary thing. And again, I can't overemphasize, we're gonna bring in Christina Kirk shortly, but it's a lot of work to do your actual job, then take a position in the world to wanna go fight, which is to get us on the ballot. So Ron, I think you said you went back and forth three times, right? This is not easy. They don't make
three
it
times.
Easy. Three times.
Yeah, three times. Me and my partner that went, who Maria hooked me up with, his name's Gio. He did it every time, and he went with me too, till we got the pictures, we got our IDs, and made sure that everything was straight, the paperwork was straight. And yes, the office didn't know what we were talking about when we got there in Orange County, or they didn't want it.
I think we can find your name here, right? So Ron was one, let's see where your name is, Ron, here. Because you have to have two sets of electors, right?
Two, yeah, Gio and myself.
So let's find you here. Where are you here? Let's see, Ron, right?
Ron Lee, yes.
Yeah, there you go, okay. So when he says Gio, yeah. There, so the 26th pair was Giovanni DeSimone and Ronald David Lee.
Yeah.
Just to get
Ronald David Lee
guys
yep.
on there, you had to go back and forth to the county office three times because these people had no idea what you're talking about, right?
You had correct.
So
correct. And Maria was very supportive, and even though she called me and she said, you know, you got to go back. And we're like, oh, shit. Okay, we're going to go back. And she, okay, we go again, you know. And we did what we needed to do. It's just, you know, California is a very corrupt, unfortunately. I've been here all my life, you know, 60 years. And it's a very corrupt, you know, Orange County is probably the least corrupt of the other counties, you know, Huntington Beach, and they're more conservative, at least, you know, we're not very woke over here, but I'm telling you, when you get to the county and the city, they're attacking me. They want me to eliminate the housing for the homeless that I don't ask them for no money. This is no money coming out of the city or the county, but they still are harassing me for some windows that were put in 10 years ago, and they want me to close one of my houses. I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You know, they're just, it's all about the money, as you know. Follow the money, right, Dr. Sheila?
Yep. Well, yeah, Ron, thank you very much. So again,
okay.
You've heard the journey of Ron, a very hardworking person, a person in California. You've heard the story of Nick, and the story of Christina M, were all supporters, three of the electors of the 108 that we submitted and did a ton of work. Let me go over to Christina Kirk. Christina, can you kindly unmute and share your journey here, Christina, on, you know, your background? Go ahead, Christina.
Yes, absolutely. Hi, Dr. Shiva. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm so proud to be a part of this team here that has been formed in California. I started following you, you know, back in 2020 when COVID hit, and the content that you were putting out there, you know, around COVID, around the vaccines, around health. And then I had the opportunity to come to Cambridge, Massachusetts, to meet you in person. I was really interested in the True Freedom Health movement and the Warrior Scholar Program. And so I went out there this past March and, you know, learned that you were running for president. And I think that was really a huge point, turning point for me in what you represent and who you are and your values, and everything just resonated with me, and everything just started to come together and how Truth, Freedom, Health all and, you know, getting involved in politics all comes together. And, you know, I grew up in Southern California. I've been working in the healthcare industry.
One thing, Christina, I think one of the things we talked about at Systems Health was the reason that I integrated with Truth From Health was we both concurred. There were many people in this new age movement who talked about health, who talked about taking care of their bodies. But those same people during COVID, the gurus and all these people were forcing people to get vaccinated. They were supporting the vaccine mandates. They were supporting the mask mandates. And what's important to understand is we encourage people who even want to go down the health track. We have a whole educational program. We give them an incentive to become a Truth For Health Warrior Scholar so they understand you cannot get to real health unless you connect it to politics and real science. Otherwise, you're going to be a bunch of idiots wearing turbans like Sadhguru, forcing people to get vaccinated to come to his ashram, you know, and to his and Deepak Chopra to their retreats. But I just wanted to, no, this is a very important thing. They can't just be talking about Ayurveda and Siddha and doing meditation and at the same time telling people to get to support the vaccine mandates.
Absolutely. And it just resonated with me. And another thing, you know, I started to pay more attention to politics as a result of the content that you were putting out there and how all of this is tied together, how big pharma, big tech, all how they all collude together. And it's just really aggravating. Also being and working in the healthcare industry for as long as I did and seeing what I did or, you know, seeing what was going on. It was just and then this movement of seeing everyday people support you and rally together. And I was kind of fed up and I was sick of like, why are we voting for the lesser of two evils? And I was having these conversations with my peers and friends and family. And I said, well, here's an option. Dr. Shiva is not the lesser of the two evils. He is the light. And I think, you know, believes in this country. And I started sharing actually Shatter the Swarm video and it resonated with a lot of people in my circle and my friends were responding to it and saying, this is exactly like, we feel like there's been something, but we couldn't really pinpoint it. That just doesn't feel right of what's happening in the political sphere. And so that video is actually very, very powerful. And I started sharing that with friends and family. And then when I got the calls that you were looking for electors here in California, I mean, it was a no-brainer for me. And I, you know, had called a few friends and family who I knew were not happy with the options that were available just in terms from a voting perspective for the presidential candidacy. And so I called one of my friends up, you know, the day before, and luckily we were able to meet up during our lunch break, take our time off from work. You know, Bazin had sent us the forms that we needed to fill out. You know, my friend had no idea what it was like to be an elector. I walked her through that process and or an alternate, and we had to run to get it notarized, you know, during our lunch break. And then we ran to the, you know, FedEx place to get it, you know, signed, make sure it was certified, signed. I mean, I took pictures of everything because I had a feeling that there was going to be some issue here in California, which is just, it's not surprising, just the level of corruption. But it was really a great learning experience to go through this process. Now,
who was your alternate? Were you the alternate? Where there was two of you, right, Christina?
No, I was an elector, and then I had an alternate. Her name is Cersei. And she, I think I'm number 43 on the list there.
Yeah, let's bring it up here. Let's bring it up here. I think we have it here.
Oh, did it freeze?
No, here we go. All right. Can you see it there?
Yeah, I'm number 43.
Yeah. So let's see. So here we go. So there, number 43 is, there you are, Christina Kirk and Sergey Thompson. So everyone listening, to those of you joining new, we're discussing the fact that we submitted all the electors needed. Christina Kirk was one of our great electors there. Christina just walked through her journey. to our movement, to supporting our campaign. But Christina, when you look at this process, right, the effort that you went through to get us on the ballot and the fact that they didn't count our write-in votes, how do you feel about that?
Really irritated and frustrated. I think it's ridiculous. We submitted everything within the designated timeframes. We clearly, obviously, have evidence of the work that was involved. And it just does go to show that there's serious corruption that needs to be exposed. And I love the fact that you have the guts and, you know, the willingness to continue to fight on. And the warrior aspect, that's what this is about. You fight for the people, and you definitely have a group of people here in California who believe in the movement, who believe in the cause, and it's evident. And I think, I mean, we're all in this together, and I just, yeah, I mean, I'm pissed because it's ridiculous because a lot of people put in so much hard work, took time out of their day, out of their schedules, out of their lives to get you on the ballot here in California. And we followed the due process. And the fact that they're throwing this back at us is just ridiculous.
So Christina, so yesterday, 24 hours ago, Jill and Maria, who are state leaders, are on behalf of all of you and frankly, the people of California, we wrote a letter to, we have to call them honorable, but we do that out of, you know, being, you know, half kind here, but Honorable Shirley Weber, we sent this letter. It was emailed and it's also being sent via registered mail. And what it says is counting of write-in votes for Shiva for president in 2024 general election says, dear Ms. Weber, your office neither counted nor reported on the number of write-in votes received for Dr. Shiva Adre/Crystal Ellis for president of the United States, which is Shiva for president in the 2024 general election. Thousands of volunteers across the state of California mobilized for the Shiva for President write-in campaign and 58 pairs of presidential electors candidates per addendum A submitted their bona fide paperwork, like you, Christina, to be electors for Shiva for President. We expect your office to count and report these write-in votes for Shiva for President, given our campaign fulfilled all statutory requirements. Any questions concerning the veracity of our electors are provably false as evidence in attached addendum A. Kindly inform us within the next 72 hours how many write-in votes were received for Shiva for president so we may settle this matter amicably and avoid litigation. Signed, Jill and Maria. And then this is, you know, all the, just for the record, again, this is a public document, all the 58 pairs of electors, which is really 116 when you count it out, right? Even though we only needed 108. And this, Christina and all of the viewers and everyone listening, is the document that the entire team put together. It's a detailed document, several, you know, 30, 40 pages, which says that Shiva for President fulfilled all of its statutory requirements. A total of 58 pairs were submitted on or before the deadlines. After submission, only 46 electoral pairs of the 58 were certified by the Secretary of State. Based on false claims, the Secretary of State disqualified 12 electoral pairs. However, these 12 electoral pairs did indeed fulfill their qualifications as detailed herein. First, the SOS falsely claimed 6 electoral pairs had one or more members of a pair not being registered to vote. Second, the SOS falsely claimed 3 electoral pairs were missing an alternate. Third, 3 electoral pairs were not accounted for by the SOS based on reviewed by Jill Jones on November 4th. In summary, Shiva for President fulfilled all of its obligations and the SOS must counter report on the write-in. And this goes, so they said 6 were disqualified by the Secretary of State. Well, Maria, Jill, and the all team went through this and they, for example, said this pair people had a wrong address. Well, we proved that was wrong. We actually have their right addresses, you know, that they were indeed electors registered in the right place, and we show their right addresses. So we submit all the data here. Then they said these 2 people had the wrong address. It was just false. So on and on and on, we have all the documentation to prove this was just bullshit. And it's recorded right here of all the 6 people that they claimed had wrong addresses. They weren't registered. This is absolutely false. And then also the people, the three people that they said did not have alternates. We have all of that evidence. Anyway, just to say, Christine, I want to thank you for your work, but we've submitted all of that data right now, right? It's in front of them. So they have 72 hours to everyone listening to either count our write-in votes or we're going to take it to federal court. And all the 108 people who were president electors will be plaintiffs in that. And we're going to go sue the state of California. These people think that everyday people are, which we are, very busy, that we won't follow through. Our movement follows through. We don't just sit around and whine. We go do the work. And when people attack us, we follow all the way through. So anyway, Christina, thank you very much for sharing that. I want to bring on now Stella, who was another elector. Then we're going to bring everyone back to Stella. Can you kindly share, as Christina did, your background? What part of California you're in? You know, the effort it took you to be an elector, submit the paperwork. Go ahead, Stella. You have to unmute yourself. You have to unmute yourself on your microphone.
Okay, got it. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yes, go ahead, Stella. Yeah. Just share your background, how you came. Take a couple of minutes. Thank you.
I'm actually retired. I live in the Aptos area, which is Santa Cruz area of California. It's a very, 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 very Democrat-oriented, very blue area. And, you know, everybody was jabbing up a storm and pushing everybody else to jab as well and telling you can't come to the house if you don't have two or three jabs, including one of my best friends. So anyway, I'm in a very, very blue state, blue part of the country, of California. Basically, I came across you, Dr. Shiba, I think on a YouTube a year or two ago, and I started to wake up to things that were not right here with voting, you know, with the so-called democratic voting. Started studying. I'd never been involved with politics really at all, but I knew something was wrong. So I kept reading and reading and reading. Came across you, and then when it got closer to the election, I didn't have anyone to vote for. I was sort of leaning a little bit towards Trump, but didn't feel comfortable with that really. And it wasn't because of, you know, being red or blue. I don't really care. I don't really believe, have never really believed in the two-party thing. I just try to vote for who I think would do the best job. But something didn't seem right. You know, sometimes it sounded like he was going to do the right thing, then other not. And thank God, somehow I came across you again. You popped up again, and then I joined the group. So I was very late to the party, but Jill made things really easy for me, being an alternate for the main elector. And I got the document off in a day, rushed to the post office, got it FedExed down to, or you know, sent overnight or to down to I think it was Santa Barbara, where the main electorate lived. And she got that off. So we managed, even though it was, you know, quite towards the end of the time frame, to get it filled out and done and off there.
Yeah, I just want to bring in Maria. Maria and Stella, just to, you know, when a lot of people can't appreciate, Maria's working full-time job, you know, doing a number of things, you know, to make ends meet. You have Stella, who's going through her journey. Maria, you had to make, the process was you had to fill out the paperwork, you had to FedEx it in at a certain time, right? And then you had to send documentation, you had to make sure all your paperwork was valid, you were a registered voter, all of that. It's a lot Absolutely. Of to do this 108 times, making thousands of calls. So it's quite extraordinary we pulled this off, and no one else did this with a bottoms-up movement like we're talking about. So the fact that they kept us off the ballot after we did all this paperwork is just a crime. Maria, do you want to add anything to how you came across Stella before we bring everyone else back?
Actually, I believe Jill had called Stella. Then we had a meeting, and then I met Stella. I've met Stella in the meetings. But yeah, it was people just all the pieces that it involved, and you had to do everything correctly. And that's why with Ron Lee and Gio, they did have to go back three times, because it had to, we followed through and made sure everything was done correctly. So yeah, it's a lot of pieces. And if people that have never done it don't realize it, but yeah, everything you have to fill out, whether you go in person or whether you're doing it through mail certification, it all has to be done correctly. You get your receipts, you get pictures, everything. And because if we don't do it correctly, then, you know, we know we'll get shot down. But this is the thing, we did do it correctly. So, and they're still trying to shoot us down. But yeah, it's been really a process. And I'm so happy that we did it. I'm happy I'm a part of it, because Dr. Shiva, you're the first person in my whole entire life that I believed in, that I wanted to vote for. So it's, yeah, whatever we have to do at this point, we'll just keep doing it.
Yeah, and this is all the evidence that we just submitted to the Secretary of State and the Attorney General, showing that all of our electors were bona fide, that all of them should have been, you know, we would have exceeded the number that we needed. So this is what we just submitted with all of our research. And think about, we have to do all of this work. This itself, my time, Jill's time, Bosin's time, Maria, your time, you know, 10 other people's time. All these people's, we have to re-get back our stuff, take images, and submit it to these idiots to prove that, in fact, we did what they said we did not do, but we did. And so the net of the story is that those in power do not want independent bottoms-up movements. That's what we want. I want everyone to understand. They do not want independent bottoms-up movements. This is very frightening to them. Independent bottoms-up movements. Look at the diversity of people on this call. People of all different backgrounds, immigrants, non-immigrants, people who worked hard in California. Frankly, working people. They do not want working people taking time out of their days, being dedicated, building a bottoms-up movement. And that's what we are. And those of you listening, and if you watch this video over and over again, you should recognize that what we are doing as a movement is we are inspiring people. You can, in fact, do this. And it's not going to be easy. They will oppose us. They will do all sorts of bullshit. But it doesn't mean you walk away. You keep going at it. You keep going at it, and you keep going at it. And that's what this is about. So I want to thank all of you, Stella, Maria, Nick, Ron. I think Ron was here. Where did Ron go? Let me bring Ron.
I'm here. Doctor.
We can't see your video. That's why. And Christina M., Christina Kirk, Jill Jones, for your extraordinary work. And I don't think you should minimize the effort here. It is a lot of work to do this. And the fact is, we did it. And they will be forced to watch, count our votes. Otherwise, they're going to suffer. We'll take it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court or the California Supreme Court. We have one case we took to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court was so, even though the justices reviewed it, they decided not to make a decision on it. So that's what happens. But it doesn't matter. We keep moving forward. That's what this is about. So I want to thank all of you. Is there any last words you guys want to say? Like 30 seconds. Anyone want to say anything?
I just want to say, keep fighting, Dr. Shiva. I am here to support you in the future, moving forward, if I could support in anything we're doing. If we have to go back to court, I am open to do that.
Yeah, so some Joanne said, has CA committed a class 5 felony? Tonya Bolt says, good evening, Dr. Shiva, for president. Elliot James says, I'm in California. Louisiana is another state we have to go after. We did everything there, and they took us off because we used the word independent to represent our principle as our mission, and it goes with the independent party. They just made up rules, okay? So... just remember that our movement exists, and our movement at a fundamentally deep level, we did an entire workshop on this, is teaching people how to think critically. And thinking critically doesn't mean just sitting there and thinking. It means you think critically. Once you understand that when people's words don't match their deeds, then you have to act at the right time to educate other people to think. So thinking critically is an active process. So we thought critically to run for office as president. We did the actions. And then when they attacked us and violated us, we're thinking critically again what to do. That's resulted in us doing this little town hall right here and sending them a demand notice, and then we will file litigation. So thinking critically is not, it's about thinking critically, using your brain. And the reality is, moving forward, if you do not learn how to think critically, you will die. You will die either choosing wrong leaders, you will die because AI will replace you because you can't think critically, or you'll physically die because thinking critically goes beyond one size fits all medicine. It's about the right medicine for the right person at the right time. So everything our movement does is these solutions which come out of critically thinking. The question is, do you want to think critically? Are you going to apologize for people who say one thing one day but do the other thing? If you're doing that, you're frankly dumb. You're not thinking critically. To put it simply, I'm using the very nice word not thinking critically, but it equals dumb, okay? And the establishment wants you to be dumb, so you die, because they don't want smart people. So our movement is saying F you to that, and we're building a bottoms-up movement of hardworking people who we are teaching how to think critically, if they want. We're not here to convince you. So I want to thank again Stella, Maria, Jill, Ron, Christina M. and Christina K. and Nick for taking time out of your very busy day to participate in this, to frankly help other people to think critically. That's what this is about. So thank you, everyone. Be well, be the light, best to all of you and your families. But we're never gonna give up this fight. Thank you, be well. 1 second, I'll come right back.